L'Netzeach l'Anchilos Mizmor leDavid. Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 10. When did David HaMelech write this capital, this chapter? What is the message David HaMelech is teaching us? L'Netzeach l'Anchilos, what are Nechilos Mizmor leDavid? There are those that explain that David HaMelech wrote this perek against his enemies. The armies that would come to attack David HaMelech. Others learn the Radak and the Meiri that David wrote this not against his foreign enemies from other nations, but against the enemies within Klal Yisrael, such as Doeg and Achitofel. Let's discuss Achitofel for a minute. Achitofel was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, as was Doeg HaDoimi. The problem that they both had is that they were learning the Torah externally. They were learning for the Kavod. They were learning for the glory. They lacked a Rebbe, and they wanted to appreciate the fact they were self-made men. When a person doesn't have a Rebbe, he doesn't have a chain and a link of the Messiah. In fact, if you take a look at the name Achitofel, Achi means like a brother, a relative. Teufel is from the Lashon Tafel. Tafel is secondary. You have a chocolate chip, you make a mezonos on the cookie, and you don't make a shahakol on the chocolate chip. That's Tafel, that's secondary. Achitofel, he focused on the tafel. He focused on the secondary. When the person learns Torah, emistika Torah, the kavod will come. But doyeg and achitofel, they learn specifically for the kavod. And the end was a disastrous end for both of them. Now let's come to the word nechilos. L'matzeach ala nechilos. So many different explanations what the word nechilos means. As we discussed in the past, David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, even though he was not around for the Beis HaMikdash, but he wrote different prakim for the conductor. L'Netzeach is for the conductor in the Beis HaMikdash, that when they did the Avodah, when they did the service in the Beis HaMikdash, the conductor would conduct the beautiful orchestra during the Avodah, during the service of bringing the Karbanos. El HaNechilos, some explain to continue on the theme that we started with, that the Medrash tells us Nechilos is like an estate. An inheritance, a nachala. A nachala is a portion a person receives from the previous generation. This is the lack of the Messiah that Achitofel and Doeg had. So now David HaMelech starts, L'Netzeach el ha-nechilois mizmar le-David. L'Netzeach to the conductor, to the lady who is the conductor in the Beis HaMikdash. And others explain the chilos is a cliché, it's a musical instrument. David HaMelech begins the first four psukim of this perek discussing the total opposite of the approach of Doeg and Achitofel. He discusses the people who are totally faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally immersed in the bitachin, and the trust in Hashem. When they call out, they know they call out only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, L'Netzeach el ha-Nechilos, we're discussing those of us who hold on to the Messiah, the Nachala, the inheritance, that we look up to the previous generations and we realize where we came from. Others explain the Chilos is the musical instrument, as we had mentioned, and the sound that it makes is that of a swarm of bees. In reference to the armies coming to attack David HaMelech, they came with the sound of the bees non-stop with the idea of only destroying David HaMelech. And this was the musical instrument that David HaMelech told that the composer should play with in the Beit HaMikdash. L'Netzeach el ha-Nechilos mizmor leDavid. Amorai ha'azina Hashem bino hagigi. What does it mean? Amorai ha'azina Hashem bino hagigi. Rashi explains, Amorai, Amori, my words, ha'azina. He's asking Hashem to please hear what he says. Listen to his tefillah, his requests. Bino hagigi. And understand his thoughts. David HaMelech is saying two things over here. Amorai hazina Hashem, my words that I say, Hashem, please listen to my tefillahs that I daven to you. However, the words that I cannot say, sometimes are too difficult to say. Sometimes a person is in a state, he can't say the words, and he's just thinking, he's davening to Hashem in his machshav, in his thoughts. Bino hagigi, those also, Hashem, you know my thoughts, you understand what I want to say. Please accept my tefillahs in that way. We know in life One of the most difficult things we experience is when we try to communicate with people and they don't understand us. They don't relate to us. Then when you find somebody who can relate to what you're saying, can understand what you feel, how you feel, it makes you feel wonderful. Someone can appreciate your pain. Someone can feel your situation. That's what Dovra Melch is saying. Amorai ha'azina, my words that I say to you, that I know 100% you know what I'm saying. You understand me, Hashem. Bina hagigi, even the words I can't express, but you see my thoughts, you understand my thoughts. A person davens to Hashem, his tefillos, in such a mindset. We're going to see the next pasuk shortly. His tefillos will not go unanswered. The Chida brings from his grandfather, Rav Avram Azulai, a tremendous mekubal in his generation, that the words a person says, and he bases it on a big question which we all can ask. The Chavis Avavis and many Rishonim ask the question, why is it a person has to say the words when he davens? Hashem knows what he needs. Hashem will just give him what he wants. Many different answers. We're not going to focus on all of it tonight. Just one point from the grandfather of the Chidav, Rav Avraham Azulai. And he tells us that the words that we say, the words of the Torah HaKdoshah, the words of the tefillah that we daven, those words are ruchnius, those words are spiritual, those words have kedusha. And when they go up to Shemayim, they accomplish so much. Amorai, those words, ha'azina Hashem, Hashem, please listen to these words. They are accomplishing so much in Shemayim. We continue with Pasuk Gimel. Hakshiva lekol shavi malki velikoi keilecha ispalo. Hakshiva. David HaMelech is asking Hashem to please listen. Lekol shavi. Shavi is an expression of tefillah. What type of tefillah? When a person is screaming out to Hashem. Screaming out, Hashem, please, I need your help. Hakshiva. Hakshiva lekol shavi. Hashem, please listen to the voice of my tefillah. Who is this? We're addressing Hashem here as Malki v'Eloikoi. Malki, my king, v'Eloikoi, my God. Why? Ki Eilecha ispalol. Because to you and only you I daven. There was a year, there was a person who had a very difficult time finding a job. He was very qualified for many positions, and every time he finished his interview, he was greeted with the same response, you're a wonderful person, but not for us. And he went on like this for weeks until he went out to look for advice from other people. Maybe he has to improve his interview. How should he express himself even better? He took the advice of his friends, the professionals. He bought a new tie, he bought a new suit. But unfortunately, the same outcome. And then he decided he'll even look for a job which was not the ideal, something which was even below what he was really fitted to do. And still, he was not able to find a job. Until eventually, he went to a Talmud Chacham and he explained to the Talmud Chacham his whole entire situation. And the Talmud Chacham responded, you're doing everything you have to do. You're putting on a nice suit. You put on a nice tie. You sit properly. You talk like a mensch. But I think there's one problem over here. You're not putting the proper trust in Hashem. You're putting the proper trust in your connections. You're putting the proper trust in Bitachon, in your knowledge of the situation. But you have to put your 100% Bitachon in Hashem. The Yid listened to what the Talmud Chacham had to tell him. Hakshiva lekol shavi malki velekoi ki eilecha ispalo. I am davening to you and only you, Hashem. This is how his tefillos went. And out of nowhere, he was offered a job with a salary more than he ever imagined. It was a startup job, a new company, a position that was mamish, a dream job. How did it happen? Because he put his total bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki eilecha espalol. Now look at the words before this. Malki veloikoi. What does it mean, Malki? Malki is my melech, my king. When a person internalizes, I have a melech. Hashem is my king. That means I am his subject. Hashem is mitzvah. Hashem commands me. I have the mitzvahs to do. When the person fulfills the mitzvahs of Hashem, he goes in the way of Hashem. Then, ki eilecha ispalol, when he davens to Hashem, Hashem says, you're doing what I want you to do. I'm going to answer your tefillos. Now we also have the word ve'eloi koi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach. Hashem is the mashkiach. He's watching over, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us. What does it mean, eloi koi? When we make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu, the kavana is Hashem is in charge, is watching over everything that we do. He's watching over and in charge of the whole entire world. Nothing happens without Hashem willing for it to happen. Gamliel Rabinovich is explaining that this is why David HaMelech is saying his tefillah should be answered. And Mitzvah Hashem, our tefillah should be answered as well. Why? Because David HaMelech is accepting Hashem. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Malki, you're my Melech. Ve'elokai, and you're my God. You are in charge of everything that happens in the world. Ki Elecha Espal, I daven to you and only to you. In life, we have to do our shtadlus. We have to make sure we look good by the interview. We have to speak clearly. Whether it's a shadchan, we have to make sure you speak to the shadchan. Whether it's a doctor, you have to go to the best doctor if you need to go to the best doctor. Go to the doctor. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. They are only the shlichim. We can't think they are the ones who are bringing us the salvation, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki eilecho espalo, and then the shliach will come, the messenger will be sent by Hashem. Continues David HaMelech in Pasuk Dalet Hashem, Boiker tishma koili. Boiker eroch lichov atzape. What are we saying Boiker twice, the morning twice? Once again, Hashem, Boiker in the morning, which is the time of mishpat, time of justice and judgment for the Rishoyim to be punished. Tishma koili. Hear my voice, hear my tefillah. Why? Boiker eroch lichov atzape. Because in the schus that I start my day in the morning, the first thing I do is to daven to you. Boiker eroch lecha. I set up my day by starting or organizing my tefillahs before you. In that schus v'atzape, and that schus that I start my day to daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope and I yearn that you will answer my tefillahs and get rid of my enemies. In the previous parak, we discussed that David HaMelech was telling all those chasing after him to do tshuva. Now we're saying over here in parak A, David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, please get rid of my enemies. This can be likened to what we daven Shemona Esrei. Hashiveinu avinu l'seir secha. We first daven Hashem, bring us back to your Torah. V'korveinu malkeinu la'avoyde secha. And bring us back, our king, to your avoyde. We should come back to your Torah. Then later on, if a person did not take the message to heart, then we daven v'la malshinim al tisikva. Then we daven Hashem to destroy the malshinim, destroy the enemies. But first, we want everybody to have a chance to do tshuva. Here too, in Perek Dalet, David HaMelech is telling his enemies, do tshuva, stop chasing after me, follow the ways of the Torah. However, here in Perek Hay, if they did not get the message, Hashem is, David HaMelech is davening to Hashem, Hashem, boiker tishma koili. In the morning when you give judgment, listen to my voice, and please eradicate my enemies. Boiker erach lochov atzape. In the schus, in the merit that I start my day davening to you. And women who are busy with children, and the halacha, speak to your rav, they are potter from davening. They can still say a tefillah in their mind. They can still say words of tefillah. It doesn't have to be specifically the words of the sitter. Boiker erach lochov atzape. I start my day thanking you, Hashem. I daven to you for another day to serve you. The Ramami Pano explains, what does it mean? Hashem boiker tishma koili, in the future, tishma and the koili. Hashem, you should hear nizchus of the boiker. You should hear my voice. Listen to my tefillahs. Boiker erach lechov atzape. In the morning, I will organize my words, and therefore, in that merit, I will yearn that you will v'atzape. You will answer my tefillahs. The Rama explains, it's based also on the approach from Rav Shlomo Brevda Zatzal, whose Yortzeit is coming up. When the person's sleeping, he's in a state of gufnius, gashmius. When the person wakes up in the morning, he has to change gears. He's going to a new track, into the ruchnius. He's going to dive into Hashem now. David HaMelech explains the Ramam Yipano. Hashem, Boike tishma keili. Because I'm organizing my words before I daven. I wake up early enough to make sure my words are clear. Person before davening, he says time, he says tehillim. But for person before davening, if he learns a few minutes, what he's doing is, he was just sleeping in bed, and now he's adding kedusha before he starts his davening, then it's tishma koilu. That's the Rambam Mipano is telling us. Person wants his tefillos to be answered. David HaMelech is teaching us how to do this. Before a person starts davening shachris in the morning, organize yourself. Just like the Chassidim HaRishonim, they would wait and they would focus an hour before davening. So we are told over here, Boiker tishma koili, Boiker erach lecha. We wake up beforehand. We organize our thoughts. We say tehillim, we daven tehillim beforehand. You learn, you have a seder before davening. This will turn the gears from lying in bed into a gashmius position, into then a ruchnius situation when Hashem's tefillah, the tefillahs you daven to Hashem will be answered. We'll see more in Pasuk Hei, Ki loy kel chavitz resha a'ato loyigurcha ra. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are not a God who wants and desires evil. Loyigurcha ra. Evil will not live amongst you. Rashi and the Radak explain the major yesod, the major fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. Evil is not by Hashem. You don't have ra by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you find evil? Where do you find ra? You find ra when the person is taking Hashem out of his life. When the person goes away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where the evil, the ra, enters. And you find this in a few places, in the beginning of the parasha of the Torah, where it says that Hashem called the light day. It's Hashem calling the light day. But the darkness, He called light. Darkness, which is ra, it's not by Hashem's name, it's not mentioned there. By the Aseres HaDibros, when it talks about how a person should not kill, Hashem's name is not mentioned, and all the rest of the Aseres HaDibros as well. However, the first five of the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem's name does appear. We see the theme is as follows: when a person takes Hashem out of his life, that's where Ra enters his life. Says David HaMelech, Lo Yagurcha Ra. The Gemara in Saita tells us in Daf Mem Beis, there are four groups of people that will not be in the mechitza, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are groups of leitzim, scoffers, katcha, nefim, those who flatter people, katcha, kronim, groups of people who lie, and kat misapri lashon hara. David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, eradicate these types of people. Ki loy keol chofetz resha, you are not a God who desires these rishoyim, ato, lo yagur chara, these people who are chasing after me. These are the shakronim, the liars, the leitzim, the scoffers, the chanefim, the flatterers, and those who speak lashon hara. To review, we mentioned the word nechilos. We said it has a connotation of nachla inheritance, and we always have to connect to our rebbeim, the nachla inheritance that we have, and connect yourself to the chain, as opposed to doeg nachi teufel, who learn Torah only for their covet, only for themselves. We also said nachla is like nechilos, is like the swarm of bees, like the enemies were charging after David HaMelech. And this is a reference to the sound that David HaMelech told the conductor he should be playing in the Beis HaMikdash, Nechilois, the buzzing sound of the bees, when he sings this Mizmor, Mizmor of David, a Mizmor by David HaMelech. Amorai hazin Hashem, bina hagigi, Hashem, my words, please listen to me, bina hagigi, and if I can't say the words, please, as we said, please listen to my thoughts and understand what I want to say, because I know you are the one who definitely understands what I want to say. Hakshiv lekol shavi malkiv lekoi, Hashem, listen to the voice of my tefillah that I cry out to you. My King, my God, ki eilecho espalal, I daven to you and only you, and I know you can answer my tefillahs. Hashem, boiker tishma koili, boiker erach lechov atzape, Hashem, in the morning I'm going to prepare myself, I'm going to wake up early, I'm going to prepare myself to daven to you, and in that schus, you will answer my tefillahs like Avram Avinu, Vayashkim Avram Babayker, Ki loy kel chovitz resha, because you don't want the rishoyim, lo yigur chora, those who will not stay by you, the Lashon Hara people, the shakronim, the chanefim, all those people who think they're getting ahead in life, but that's not going to be the case. Thank you everyone for joining from all over the world. I really appreciate it. I'm looking forward to your continued feedback. Thank you for everyone who had reached out already in the past. And Mitzvah Shem will continue next week. Have a wonderful week.